We're talking with our state conservationist, Gary O'Neill. Gary, let's talk a little bit about you were reciting a few things about the Black Sunday and the fact that it really did precipitate directly from Oklahoma. It precipitated the start of a lot of the conservation movement here in the United States.
You bet, Ron. And we were talking about that during this event, that really our agency was actually established because of some of the events around the Dust Bowl. And then later the conservation districts came, and in the state government as well. So as NRCS used to be SCS, we really think of that as the start of our agency and the start of the conservation movement with private landowners.
The era that you know, actually we saw the Dust Bowl come out of, a combination of historic drought and some farming practices of that day, right?
Exactly. More than 15, 20 years of prolonged drought. A combination of breaking out a lot of prairie grasslands that was historically grasslands and probably should have been left in grasslands, and then not knowing the right kind of conservation practices, growing weed, and then when we had droughts, couldn't get the cover. We had bare soil that was exposed to high winds and dry conditions, which led to massive dust erosion. And, you know, from there, dust clouds, dust storms precipitated, and that's kind of the start of all that and where it happened.
You know, as we look at the years that followed the Dust Bowl period, we've had pretty severe drought since that time, but it seems like we've gradually have gotten better and better how we handle some of those situations.
Yeah, I think a combination of learning new techniques of farming, new equipment, new technologies in that area has definitely helped. We still have some challenges, though, Ron, and there's still erosion. Yeah, we don't see the dust storms, but you can still see dust flying. We know there is soil water erosion and dust erosion. We really think there's some opportunities, and here in the wheat belt of the country, we really are talking about some of those opportunities, and that kind of leads me to our soil health. I think we've learned some things related to how we can better protect our cropland situation here in the Southern Plains, tilling less. And we've seen that as an effective tool, making sure we have diversity in the kind of crops we're growing, and that's a challenge in some of our wheat country, but we're seeing some of that opening up as well. And then looking at cover crops as part of our rotations is another opportunity, and we're actually doing some demonstrations learning about that, and we think there's some real advantages that on our cropland. On grazing lands, the same kind of principles take place. You know, we need that diversity in our grass community. And we need to make sure we're leaving enough of our grass cover to make sure our roots are providing that soil protection that we really need in our grassland situation. So, you know, we have the tools, we have programs, we have technical assistance, we have a lot of things that we can access to help farmers and ranchers today. And in Oklahoma, our partnership is a big part of that. You know, working with conservation districts, we have some real leaders in the area of conservation that has resulted in Oklahoma leading the nation in some of these things. And so with that and our landowners' willingness to step up and do the right thing on conservation, we've really been successful.
I guess one of the programs that your agency didn't directly administer, but you work with FSA on CRP. That was one of those watershed-type programs that moved a lot of the land that it was even being farmed in the 60s and 70s back into a more of a pasture or a non-farm situation.
Yeah, CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, took a lot of lands that shouldn't have been cropped and put it back into permanent vegetation. FSA administers that program. NRCS provides the technical assistance on helping farmers get into that program and getting the right cover. That is an example of a program that, you know, takes land out of production and puts it in and protects it. There's other programs, working lands programs that NRCS administers. Conservation Stewardship Program is one where we can actually continue working lands and provide additional resources and assistance to get even a higher level of conservation. Been extremely popular program in Oklahoma, and over 60 million acres nationwide is now enrolled in the Conservation Stewardship Program. That's a relatively new program that's in the Farm Bill, and it's another tool that we have to help farmers.
Seems like that you mentioned the Soil Health Initiative. That particular initiative really speaks a lot of a minimum tillage, low till, no till type of farming practice.
Exactly. You know, there's some principles that try to minimize your tillage, keep that ground armored for protection against erosion, also keeping the temperatures down, growing the kind of diversity that we need to make sure we're feeding the microorganisms that live in that soil. And I think that's a big thing, is we're trying to understand and now realize how important that is to being a soil that actually functions healthy, does the carbon cycling that we need, does the nutrient cycling that's important. You know, understanding that is a big part of our soil health initiative that we're working on right now.